Praise be Jesus and Mary. May we come to it again. We begin the penitential season known as Lent. And we reflect, well, particularly in a very particular way throughout the season, on penance. Tendencies use the word fasting. And we must practice during Lent. We are called to. But it has a particular purpose. And that is to help us to turn away from the darkness of sin that sometimes we're not even aware that we've fallen into. That's how much it can blind us. And yet, our world is replete with it. We must turn away from it, and we are warned to over and over again. Scriptures tells us to. All the apparitions of Our Lady have told us to, particularly the last two Lourdes and Fatima, but in a certain way, all of them. We are told over and over again, but again, I repeat, it has a particular purpose, to help us turn away from all that sin and evil and darkness and turn to the light of grace, light of the love of God. And in fact, that is our purpose for doing it, to grow in that love of God. That is the whole purpose for which we are here in this life, is to grow in our love for God, to grow closer to Him. And so we are bidden, even here in the Gospel passage, our Lord bids us to fast, to pray. And it's something we must do continually, always. But note how our Lord tells us to do it. He tells us to do it hiddenly. He makes a distinction here between those who do it for show, which is pride. See, I do what I'm supposed to do. See how I do it. Those persons, our Lord uses the word hypocrites, do it simply to make a show of themselves. I repeat, that is pride. Precisely what we are to turn away from. He tells us, no, do it hiddenly, secretly. It becomes humility, the opposite virtue. We do it not to seek to make a show of ourselves, but to show our love for God. To give ourselves back to Him. And our Lord always concludes each phrase with the Lord, the Father, will repay you. And what will He repay? Well, if we do it with pride, of course we know what the result is. But if we do it with humility, in that hiddenness, in that secrecy, but we do it, we are repaid with an abundance of grace. We are repaid with the love of God, a union with Him. And we can ask for nothing more, nothing better. That is the purpose of our fasting, of our penance, to help us grow closer to God. Now in just a few moments, I will bless the ashes and impose the ashes, as we do each year on this day, Ash Wednesday. And they too represent something for us. When we impose the ashes, we repeat the words, remember, man, that you are dust, and unto dust you shall return. Those are the words of God to Adam and Eve after the fall, reminding them that they now face death. But death is not something so horrible that we must fear it, yet we tend to. Death is only the passage from this life to eternity. Right? And so, with our fasting, with our penance, if we will offer it willingly for the love of God, and this is what we must seek, we are preparing for ourselves for that passage. And if we are well prepared, we will actually long for it, long for our death. That is what we must do always in this life. That is the purpose of receiving the ashes, to remind ourselves of that very fact that we do face death. One day we will be simply ashes or dust. But in the end, we are faithful, and that's what we must seek. And it requires sacrifice to do it. But rather than try to run from it, we must embrace it, you see? And I repeat, again, can never repeat it enough, all for the love of God. Now, we are achieving that purpose. Now we are, see, this is what we remind ourselves of, that death, that will be that passage. We must face it, all of us. Let's not be afraid of it, but prepare ourselves for it. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.